Corinthians, put your finger there in the third chapter. We're going to spend a few minutes there this morning. That's 1 Corinthians 3. And I think most, if not all of you, were here yesterday as we remembered Dan Mountain Jr. And to me, the reoccurring theme of that service was love. And when all else fails, when everything else has faded away, all that will remain is love. And we will always remember Danny and all those who have gone ahead before us in Christ as forever, now, being in the presence of the Lord. Their faith now made whole, and their vision now made perfect sight. And so if you're in 1 Corinthians, and I misspoke, I said the third chapter, I meant the 13th chapter. That's 1 Corinthians 13. This is that chapter that speaks about love, the greatest of all things. So if you're there, starting in verse 8, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect, being Jesus, is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And this is the portion that I want to speak on this morning. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then, face to face. I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. The love of God, that supreme, uncomprehendable agape love, never fades away. It never diminishes. It's never insufficient and is never of no effect. For God is love in its purest form. You know, in heaven, there's not going to be any sin. There's not going to be any more sorrow. There's not going to be any suffering. All those things will have ceased to exist. There'll be no more need for prophecy. There'll be no more need for any of the gifts that we've been given in this current church age. The cares of this life will be no more. In this portion of Scripture, Paul states that the spiritual gifts of God in this present age will all pass away. They will cease. And we appreciate those gifts now that have been poured out to the church, to a lot of us in the church. But in glory, there will be no need of faith. We won't even need faith anymore. Because our faith will become real. There'll be no more need for hope because we're going to be there. Those things will be fulfilled. And as we mature in his grace, we grow in his love, which only we know. We know, as much as we know, it's just a fraction of the love that we'll experience when we're together with him in glory. Can you imagine that? You know, in this meeting and many other meetings, we're encouraged, once we are saved, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the infilling of the Holy Spirit is vital. It's important for a believer to continue his journey through spiritual growth and maturity in Christ. And we all started out at one time as babes. We all did. No matter if we started when we were 2 or like me, 30. And as we grow in the knowledge of him, we mature little by little. Our spiritual maturity is a lifelong process as we run the race which has been set before us. God doesn't want us to be stagnant. And as we learn, we grow. And as we grow, our hearts become even hungrier for the Word of God, because it takes a deeper root in our hearts. It stirs us up. It is this ever-growing love of God that changes us from glory to glory to glory. As Paul said, the spiritual gifts of tongues and prophecy, they're wonderful and they're necessary. You know, but sadly, so many people, once they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and they're saved, they know they're saved, they know they're eternally secure, they stop. Why? I believe they stop either through ignorance, which isn't their fault necessarily. It just means they don't know, or they're not being taught, or because they're fearful, or because they just don't believe that it's true. They never see the need to grow. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. Amen. Or they may think even that the whole church is, well, I'm saved, I'm in the bride. They don't see the need to press on as Paul encourages us to do. But there is so much more that God has given to us and wants us to grow in if we only yield to his desire for us. That's what he wants. 2 Peter 3:18, even on our steps out front, says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the only way to grow in grace and knowledge is to abide in the Word. That's how we grow. The Holy Spirit will reveal deeper layers of truth as we are able to understand it. You build upon it. Like anything else, math, science, whatever, there's got to be a foundation. Line upon line, precept upon precept, right? Here a little, there a little. You know, the heart that is truly hungry for the Word of God is never fully satisfied. And that's a good thing. It is no shame to want more. It isn't. It's what God wants. It's what he desires for everyone. Our heart's desire should be to grow more fervent for grace and truth and knowledge. And you know, as long as we're in these temporal bodies, we're never going to know it all. We won't. But this is where Paul encourages it even the more. Now, there are some that possess gifts. And no one possesses all the gifts that are listed in Scripture. But we are each needful for one another. As members in the body of Christ, we are all fit and compacted and formed and placed together in the body of Christ for his purpose. Some in this meeting even have the gift of tongues. They have the gift of prophecy. They have gifts of compassion, caregiving, ministry, and so on. But we always need to remember that all gifts are given of the Father, that nothing is conjured up, and they're all for the edification of the body. Paul gives us a prophecy here which shall be fulfilled. Every prophecy in the Scripture is going to be fulfilled. You know that. Paul said that the prophecies will cease and tongues will cease, but then he says the love of God will never cease. It will never fade away. On the contrary, it will only grow brighter and stronger as we grow in it. It'll become even more and more real to us day by day. Isn't that marvelous? You know, as the day of the Lord approaches, the gifts Paul mentions for their purpose for this present church age will be fulfilled. No man can take praise for any gift he has been given, for Jesus alone is the only one worthy of all praise. I'm thankful for anyone who has been given a gift. I thank you. I thank the Lord for you. But we never honor one another, do we? And we shouldn't. Paul didn't. What we understand today is now only, as Paul says, in part, but will then be made whole. The vision that we have is a little dim. It's a little cloudy. A little out of focus, maybe. But there'll be a day when our sight will become perfect. We will know all the things that we wonder about, all the mysteries which are temporarily obscured from our spiritual eyes of understanding. When he that is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Can you imagine the absolute bliss that you're going to experience, that Danny is experiencing? That one day, when you're in glory, face to face with your bridegroom. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee. What a day that's going to be.